Welcome, everybody, to Fest Feet. No, it's not Fest Feet. Hold on. What are we calling it? What are we calling? We're calling Fest Radio, baby. We are Fest Radio. But one more time? One more time?
Are you going to roll?
Keep it rolling.
Yeah, we're going to keep it rolling. Okay, but like 2 second pause. Okay, ready? Welcome, everybody, to Fest Radio, and we are back with another lovely episode. This is episode number tres, and that is in Spanish, in case you were wondering. My name is Chris, and I am the host of Fest Radio, and I am also the chair of the International Committee, and I like to say that every time because I want to rub it in your face that I'm the chair of the International Committee. We have lovely special guests, but we also have the OGs as well. Nikki, my man, is here as well.
Nikki, the man.
But you don't have a position anymore, right?
Because no, I'm out of a job.
Hire him. He's a good guy.
Hire me. I can file your taxes for you or throw an event for you if you want.
Yeah, Nikki needs some loving. So if anyone has, you know, like a babysitter job that they want Nikki, he looks good. I mean, he does.
I'm very good with dogs too, so.
Dog sitting as well.
I would trust him with my dog.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a dog, I'd trust him. I don't have a dog, though. Sarouche is here as well, my man.
I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back.
Yeah.
And on time this time, actually.
Hey, I did a favor. I made sure the OMG ate last time.
Hey, I was with you, man. I'm not saying
exactly. So why are you throwing shade at me?
I'm not.
Okay.
There's no shade thrown. We don't throw shade here, if that's such a lie. And we have our lovely special guests, which I love them so much. They're the best. They are the best. I sound like Donald Trump for some reason.
Yeah.
They are the best. But they are the Entrepreneur Club. And please introduce yourselves one at a time. Not at the same time, but one at a time.
They're both pointing at each other. They're shy.
Okay, how about this? Okay, Toby, please go first.
Yes. Hello, I'm Tobias Beck, chair of the Entrepreneur Club.
Yeah, and I am Ella Schwartz, and I'm the vice chair of Entrepreneur Club.
Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Schwartz.
Schwartz.
Yeah. I've just been saying Schwartz.
I just call it Schwartz.
It's American, you know. It's like, and if you say in German, it's like Schwartz.
Schwartz.
Actually, it's more aggressive. I think it's more like Schwartz, you know,
Schwartz.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You guys have very important things to talk about, especially Create Squared.
Yeah.
Not mistaken. We're really excited to have you here, and we're really excited to talk about that. But first, everyone wants to know what's been happening in our lives lately.
Yeah.
Because we have huge egos, and we need to describe that.
And we're famous now.
We're famous.
We said that last time.
But. Absolutely. Sarouche, what's going on in your famous life lately?
Oh, man, it's been chaos. Okay, since last podcast.
Oh,
I saw Kendrick since last podcast.
You saw Kendrick Lamar? Yeah. The Lamar Kendrick?
And you missed it. You bailed on him.
I didn't bail. Listen.
You could have purchased tickets.
I could have bought tickets to Kendrick Lamar. That is true.
They were offered to you.
They were offered to me specifically. That is also true. But I am cheap. And that is the most true of all. So I knew. Okay, listen, people. I knew he was going to be good. So why did I have to see them? You know what I mean? It's like
that's not how concerts work.
That's kind of how it works. If you test the artist to see if they're going to be good at the concert.
But how do you know for sure that he'd be good? Like, that's the real question.
Because it's Kendrick, Nikki. It's Kendrick.
He was fantastic.
Okay. What else did you do?
I don't even remember. It's been the most chaotic period, like, in a very, very long time.
Wow. That's what fame brings you, people.
Yeah.
You get what you wish for, pretty much.
Yeah, my ego is way too large now.
I know.
I can't handle it anymore.
I agree with you. I have a large ego as well.
Yeah.
What about you, Nikki? What you been up to, Mr. Famous Life?
Well, you know, my tenure as a B-list celebrity has been rocky.
Excuse me, did you say B-list?
B-list.
I believe we're A-list.
Yeah,
are we A-list?
Yeah, A-list. I think so. I think we're A-list.
Well,
for sure, A-list.
I feel like that, okay.
We're like a B-plus list, at the least.
The hubris is flying around.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because we...
You've had ED since.
I had ED, yeah. We had the fair, which is why we didn't come up with the podcast for last week.
Mm. How does it feel to sleep again?
To be honest, like, after being done, the thing I have been doing least is just sleeping. I've just been enjoying my freedom. But you know that period in time when you're done with something like that's been going on for so long, and then you're just kind of like,
you don't know what to do with
you. You feel empty inside. You look to other sources to find fulfillment. Mm. Leads you down a dark path.
That's been my entire life.
A lot of studying, very, very dark.
Mm.
Yeah.
So Not much has been going on, really. I mean, I've still been hanging around. There have been some events that we've had past few weeks, past week. So been to those. We had a taco trashes yesterday, which was a lot of fun, tacos.
Yes, we did.
Other than that,
I had some leftovers.
You did? Yeah.
It was good.
I saw. There's too many leftovers. Are you kidding me? They had a freaking bucket full of taco meat.
Technically, those leftovers aren't actually ours. They belong to Peru now. They're having their kvass meat dug. So that we shouldn't disclose.
Yeah.
Like everything that we say here may or may not be true. We may or may not have eaten leftovers.
Yeah, there were definitely no leftovers.
No.
I've loved it today.
No, they weren't.
No,
just 400 avocados.
Yeah, but that wasn't eaten, right, Ella? They weren't eaten. That's right. But, I mean, let's take it from...
What have you been doing?
What have you been up to?
Yeah. What about... Oh, they want to... Okay, okay. All right, yeah. I've been A-list. I've been A-list. I've been low-key. What I've been really doing my time, really, is been figuring out if I could ever get the courage to ski. Mm-hmm. So I've been having deep conversations with myself, arguing with myself, you know, like the devil's on one shoulder, the angel on the other, if I could survive skiing. And I came to the conclusion that I can't survive. Okay, people. I would fall down so hard that I would break both my legs at the same time. That's how bad I am at skiing.
But have you ever skied before? You might be a prodigy.
No, but in my head, I'm that bad at skiing. So that if I'm that bad at skiing in my head,
I see what you're saying.
How in my body is going to function?
The mental game is like half the
battle. Yeah. That's some law of attraction.
Exactly, law of attraction.
Negative.
Yeah, Toby knows. Toby's smart. I trust Toby.
But you need to trim that part away. Right?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
So, do you want to be my life coach?
Remove the barrier.
Just... I can be your coach. I'm Norwegian.
Ella's definitely gonna be my life coach. Sarush, she already took the spot.
You've been my life coach for like the last 2 weeks. So,
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Yeah, and no one really says nice things to
Chris,
me.
Chris, you're a great guy.
Oh, okay, well,
I just tossed you, Sarush.
But like Toby and Ella, well, like you guys aren't as famous as us. Let's be honest. But if you had the opportunity to be as famous as us, what would you do with that fame?
Oh, I would ask people to like
do your favors and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would do a lot of autographs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to have like an official autograph session.
We should go to a bookstore.
Fan page on Facebook as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fan page. Why don't we have a fan page?
Yeah, why don't you?
I already have that.
Okay.
He made it himself.
I'm actually slow with that one. We're going to get the fan page up and running, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Meet and greet, maybe.
Toby, what about
you? Meet and greet.
Yeah, I would have a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Right.
I would... have, I don't know.
Interest?
Yeah.
Use your influence.
Yeah. Use my influence.
For something
positive. Political.
Yeah. Political?
No.
I mean, Sweden is having an election soon. You could run.
Yeah.
I don't know that, actually. I don't know what the Swedish rules of running are, actually.
I have no idea.
I'm not going to throw that in there. But thank you so much for coming with us. And glad that you guys now are fully up to date about what we're doing in our lives. Because they're very interesting. And we're all famous.
It's just podcast banter.
Yeah, it's just podcast banter. But, I mean, for this first segment, we just wanted to, you know, introduce them a little bit, right? But I feel like they need some music, Sarush. What do you think?
Yeah, do you have anything in mind? Because I had something.
I have something in mind. Ella, I think you would agree. It's a great song.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to hit me with it? Are you going to tell me what it is?
Hit me with your best shot.
No. It goes a little something like, boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that boom, boom.
You have rights to that song?
I have no way of checking right now. But it's the same thing like the first episode.
Oh.
Maybe you've heard it by the next segment.
Yeah. Maybe you hear music. Maybe you hear the right song. Maybe you don't.
Maybe you hear my music.
Maybe you hear our mixtape. Maybe you don't. But we'll see you in the next segment. Stay close and enjoy your tea.
That's just what it's going to be. It's going to be covering all the songs. See you next segment.
See you next segment. And we're back. We hope you heard boom, 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 pow.
What? Boom, boom, boom.
How many booms are in this?
It's boom, boom, pow.
Is it boom, boom, pow?
It's boom, boom, pow.
Why do they have two, though?
What do you mean? It's boom, boom, pow.
Because they say boom, boom, boom. Okay, never mind. But okay. Yeah, there's three booms.
I'm just gonna leave that.
Well, okay, I'm gonna pick that up. That's fine. But hopefully you heard a song or of anything. But now here is the real meat and potatoes. Here's real why we are here. Okay, we are here to talk about Create Squared. And what I want to do is I just want to let Entrepreneur Club pretty much just take it away and enlighten us. What is Create Squared?
Yeah, Create Squared is basically Sweden's largest student entrepreneurship marathon. Wow. But there is no running involved, so...
Well, that's my kind of, that's my kind of marathon. That's my favorite marathon in the whole world right here. Please continue.
Yeah, but during 72 hours, you team up with other students from all over Sweden, and you actually start working on an idea. And by the end of the weekend, you actually compete. And the best idea and the best team wins.
Okay.
So what kind of competition is it? Like, how are teams pitted against each other? What are they? Will they be, like, sharing a pitch of their entire, like, business? Or how does it work?
Yeah, exactly. And this year's theme is the sustainability goals.
The UNDP goals. Yeah.
So we actually, the goal is to make students, if you're a student at SPS, then you have a lot of knowledge from economics and such, but maybe you need to know someone from KTH or someone from Karolinska, and then you can combine all this knowledge together and create something amazing. And during this weekend, you have 15 mentors guiding you all the way through. You have inspirational lectures, and we provide you with breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, everything.
You sold it for me. Okay, yeah. When can I get tickets to this? Because you just spoke
to my heart. Okay.
Yeah, you can get them now at createsquared.com.
Oh, I'm about to log in right now. Right after
we're
done.
Yeah, because there's a limited amount of tickets, so you should get them today.
Oh, that's a great pitch.
That's a great pitch. Can you add anything to that, Toby, for that great phenomenal pitch? What are some important dates that they need to remember about Create Squared?
Yeah, the obviously you buy the tickets now, but the dates for Create Squared is 6th to 8th of April, so the first weekend of April.
And the event takes place at Norrsken, so it's an incredible venue where you get inspired because it's the venue that the creator of Klarna has founded.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, do we get to meet him?
He won't be there.
No,
he
won't.
He
might make time in spirit.
In spirit. He might make time for us since we're all A-listers now.
Yeah,
exactly. We're all A-listers. If you tell them that Fest Radio is coming... The head of Klarna will be there. I promise you.
I'm going to email him.
But I actually have another question because you said as well, because this is a marathon, it's a competition, there has to be a winner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who won last year? What was their idea? Do you guys know?
They had the business idea of turning waste into profit. So if one company has their waste product of... I don't know, let's say...
Like plastic?
Yeah, let's say plastic.
Mm-hmm.
They usually pay someone to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, with their app, they can get paid by another company that needs their waste product.
Okay.
So they get more revenue flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't have to worry about waste.
And what do they turn the waste into, though?
Nobody knows.
They just...
Match.
I mean, they
I found a cadaver. You are now a chair.
That's all the company had. Just a couple of magicians, like on staff. Just like, oh wait, like boom.
Wow, you guys have Chris Angel. That's amazing.
I feel like Chris Angel would be the worst magician for that type of role.
Probably, he would probably just disappear everything. Yeah, he was like, wait a minute, we're trying to make money here. Why? What do you? We took all the material. But no, seriously, yeah, Create Square, like you guys said, marathon event. It's gonna be an amazing event. I actually have a couple friends that are working in the project group. You know, they're constantly like, you know, go to Create Square, and I'm like, of course, I'm gonna go. So I'm just, you know, putting it out there once more. Tell your friends, apply today. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and there's a limited amount of tickets, so you don't want to miss out. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
And if you want to know a little bit more, you're a little bit curious, then you can come to our pre-event, actually. And the pre-event will take place the 14th of March at SUP 46. So then you can mingle around. We have invited inspirational speakers and get to know a little bit more about the event. And yeah, so come and join us. It's free. So sign up on createsquare.confetti.events.
Dot confetti,
or our Facebook group,
Create
Squared,
yeah.
So it's this Wednesday.
You guys also have a website, correct?
Yeah,
yes.
We do.
Yes,
createsquared.com.
Oh, and entrepreneurs.
Oh geez, you guys have a lot of plug.
Yeah, we have a lot. We're so famous, you know.
Man, the committees don't have a website. We need to get our own website.
Yeah, we need to get.
We're gonna talk about that. But no, that's awesome. Just one thing to add about that pre-event. The same day, they're gonna sign up on that same day, right?
Yeah.
The 14th, and then they can, you know, choose to go that same day. So if they're last minute hesitating, or you know, if they had a date and then you know their Tinder date didn't fall through, and they're like, you know what, we're gonna go to Create Squared pre-event. That's what they're going to do, you know what I mean? They can sign up on the last day and there's no problem.
Yeah, no worries.
That sounds like it's coming from a real personal place, Chris.
Let's just say I have a lot of experience with those kind of things. But I just want to let you know that for other people that can, you know, relate, you're not alone. You are amazing.
And love yourself
every day.
People love you.
But speaking of love, do you guys have anything else to add about Create Squared?
No, that's pretty much it.
Yep.
Speaking of love, there's one thing that I've noticed, gotten a couple questions about this, actually. The Entrepreneur Club, it's not a committee.
Yeah.
No.
But you're still part of the OMG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think one point that iterates this is that even if, and very much else that's wondering, even if, you know, you're not a committee, but you're still part of the OMG, if you're a club, if you're an independent project, doesn't matter, because OMG is family.
Yeah.
And that's why we love having you guys on.
Family is love.
Yes. Yes.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
But we're practically a
committee,
though.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing.
It's basically the same thing. We do the same thing as the committees do.
Mm.
It's just that our name is club and not committee.
Yeah.
It's kind of
better to be a club because like your last name is actually shorter. So like committee is like one, two, that's like three syllables.
And it also sounds a little bit cooler to be a part of a club, you know.
Okay, well we can debate on that, Ella. I don't know.
I'm on your side, Ella.
You were in the committee like last year.
Yeah, I know.
Nikki's lost. He's just like,
I got sacked. I'm an old washed up person.
Nikki, no, we still love you,
salty.
Nikki.
Salty.
Don't say that. You're amazing. You have so much potential.
This like turned into like life advice. Just like, send us in whatever advice you need. We can help you. We can take you through it.
You're worth it.
We are all worth it. I feel like before I start crying, can we go to a break? I feel like that would be something beneficial.
Are you okay though?
We'll work it out in the break.
Can you just hit me with something like Neo, So Sick of Love of songs? Can you play that song, please?
We need something more hype.
Give me everything, Neo. Come on.
Okay, I don't know. You guys have a hype song. Entrepreneur Club, you guys have a request.
Stevie Wonder Superstition.
Ooh. I like that. Ella, that gets a high five right there.
That seems like a licensing nightmare.
That's it.
I need to check that out.
You gotta check that out? Okay, just play something, please.
Okay.
I'm breaking down at the seams.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
And I'm back, and I'm feeling a lot better. Thank you guys for taking me through that, you know, rough patch of my life.
Anytime.
Thank you.
We're here for you. We're here.
I appreciate that. But we have some reminders for the lovely people. And I've done way too much talking, so I'm just going to leave it to whoever wants to remind, please remind.
So yeah, we have Create Squared pre-event, 14th of March.
Yep, this Wednesday.
18 o'clock.
Sub 46.
6 o'clock, if you prefer. You're weird. That.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm weird then. You really are weird.
I'm back to crying. Yeah, sign up on the date.
Yeah.
So by the time you hear this, if you're in this Monday or Tuesday, you should be still be, it should still be available.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then next, what's next on the agenda?
What else? Election pub. So, what is the election pub?
So dramatic.
I know. I mean, it's an important event that, you know, kind of helps set the tone for the election season, because it is election season. And I think this specifically, this election pub is for people who are interested in applying for the board.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's a pub. You get to go mingle, chat with the election committee, see how the recruitment process is, what each role entails. You can also talk to the current positions of everyone on the board to see what their role is in more detail if you want to get close and personal with them. And I was looking over the event description, and there's even an open invitation to try and beat the president of beer pong. It's doable, people.
She's not that good. She really isn't that good. I don't know why they put that in the description.
I mean, I beat her twice. One time I was blindfolded.
Oh my god. She's that bad?
No, I'm just that good.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Whoa, whoa. If we had a clapping soundboard, that would...
I probably can add that.
So I'm gonna message Sophia, rewrite the description to challenge me, the old washed up salty guy. Because you ain't gonna win. No, but I mean, you can also come in any case if you just want to come and enjoy the pub, you know. Yeah. Pubs are always fun.
Even if you're not interested in applying, you can still show up, have fun, talk to us.
Be there for moral support when I destroy everyone in beer
pong. Speaking of talking to us, you can also, even though it is election season for the board, and that is the focus, that is a very important focus, but, you know, committees and clubs are also looking at, you know, their elections as well. That's going to be coming up. Mm-hmm. And if you're eyeing those as well, we'll be there and we'll be able to talk with you in addition to that.
Yeah.
I guess important dates. The election pub itself will be on the 19th of March.
Isn't it the 16th?
The election pub?
Election pub. Oh, wait. No, wait. Applications for the board closes on the 19th of March. But the election pub itself, it's on the 16th. Yes.
Good job, Nick.
Yeah. So. That's why I'm here. So. I bring the human element to the podcast.
Beautiful.
The mistakes.
Yeah. Wow. So rude. But I'm
gonna cry.
Nick is crying again.
Hey, I'm the one in control of the edit, so I can remove any shade thrown at me.
That's true.
I'll keep anything thrown out there towards you guys.
You sound a little power crazy right
Censorship.
Now.
Censorship.
I am. This is like
making me very uncomfortable.
This is like the least amount of power anybody has allowed over their head, but I'll take that.
Oh, and a P.S. There will be free food. I repeat, there will be free food.
I think it's pizza.
What else do we have to remind you, lovely listeners, about?
The last thing, and this is what they've been pushing us to buy tickets, because they want to know just how much money they have to spend for the event. So they're telling us buy your tickets as soon as possible. But that's Fashion Fest, which is the 28th of March. I've actually never been.
Really?
I really want to go. It seems like so much fun.
I was a model last year, by fun fact.
Yes, you were. Yeah.
Yes, I was.
Oh man.
Why is there so much?
You should see Chris walk.
Yeah. If you want to really see me walk, check my cover photos on Facebook.
Yeah.
There's a photo right there of me walking.
It seems like so much fun. Is it Cafe Opera?
Yeah, it's
Cafe Opera.
Yeah, so it's the 28th. You can buy your tickets now. I think it's 100 clowns if you want a standing ticket, 150 if you want to be seated front row, I believe.
Yeah.
Ooh. You get to touch the models. I'm just kidding. You don't get
to touch the
models.
Don't, me
don't
last year,
touch
Chris.
The models.
Yeah.
That's not a
You can't give them high fives. I'm sorry.
But front row, like that's at a fashion show, you need to be dressed up. You
absolutely.
Bring the heat.
If you guys don't look good in the front row, we will notice. I'm saying I'm already a model. that's gone to my head, too.
Well, the competition's fierce, man. You got to bring your A game.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I believe their event is up on Facebook. So if you check the association page, it's either main or social. I'm not quite sure, but it's there. And sign up. It'll be a lot of fun. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Tobias will be there.
Yeah, I will
be there. Nikki, aren't you coming?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm in the front row.
Okay, so why did you say Tobias is going to be there?
I mean, he is.
Yeah, but he...
Okay. We're all going to be there.
We're all going to be there.
Is there any more reminders that, you know, last minute that we need to say for the lovely people out there?
No. Okay. I think so. Do you have anything in mind?
Honestly, no. And so, on that note, we just want to say thank you so much to the Entrepreneur Club for joining us. They get a huge round of applause.
Thank you.
They get a huge round of applause.
Thank you for coming.
We will be back.
There's more than just five people in this room, so there's
a round of applause. We have an entire audience.
Yeah. That was amazing. Create Squared, if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
And go check that out. If you have any questions, email them. What is your email?
Entrepreneur@vereningeneconomina.se.
And also they have a website at createsquared.com.
Yep.
Pretty much, we're going to have another episode very soon. Thank you so much for listening. And we want your questions. Where are the frequently asked questions? We're waiting for those. Please.
Like what
are you doing?
What Chris is actually crying about
is that no one asks about me.
Yeah. But like,
show some love.
Subscribe. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, subscribe, comment.
Tell your family, tell your
friends, tell your uncles, tell your cousins, tell your aunts, tell your nieces, tell your nephews, tell your dog.
Okay. I need to cut you off.
You're going to cut me off, Nick? Come on, I was going to go. Take it away, Suresh.
What's your call sign? Do you remember what you said last time?
We have a call sign?
Wait, I talk too much. I don't know what I say between the episodes.
From Loft It With Love.
Oh, from Lofty We Love, Fest Radio. We out, baby. Woo-hoo.
Bye.
Adios.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.